that during the time I was prospecting my mining claim, I took work whatever I could get it. I worked on a mine on Lower Alder Creek, tributary to Cripple Creek in the Esther District. This hole was 100 feet deep, the shaft which was not timbered except for 10 feet at the top, which we called anchor cribbing. It kept squeezing in. Two times I had to stand in a bucket and pick it down to where the bucket would pass through it. The pay was on bedrock, a thin streak about 6 inches thick. Looked real good in the pan, but we had to mine 5 feet of gravel to get it. After 3 or 4 days, the air got so bad the candles would not burn. We used carbide lamps so we could see without the candles. But it would get so we could barely make it to the bucket with a loaded wheelbarrow of pay dirt. About then, we had to put steam down the drift, and that would freshen up the air so we could work again. The rich little pay seemed so diluted by the rest of the dirt that I decided to quit. So I didn't think that there was enough to pay there. While walking toward Fairbanks after quitting Alder, I met Charlie Sampson on the trail. He said, "Come and work for me. We have teaspoons of gold in each pan up on Upper Emma Creek." Charlie said, "I have to go to Fairbanks, and you go up to our camp and tell Mickey that I hired you." I went up there, and there was Mickey, Charlie's partner. Mickey was a nice lady, looked about in her upper 50s. I stored my gear and took a pan and went down in the prospect hole, which was about 12 feet deep. And I took some pans. I was down there panning, and she was up on top yelling at me. Anyway, when I'd get a color or two, and sometimes, many times, I wouldn't get anything, and I'd just throw the colors back on the floor, in the dirt. Anyway, about supper time, I went to the house to eat, and I told Mickey, "I don't think that ground has pay value." She said, I saw you throwing my nuggets away." I said, "I did not see any nuggets." She said, "We have lots of nuggets." And I said, "Show me them." She went and got a vial with some fine gold in it. And I said, "That don't look like nuggets to me." She said, "Yes, they are nuggets. Look at them through this magnifying glass."